Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All of My Issues. In this episode, episode 64, we talk about the end of Game of Thrones. You know, the final season, as you may or may not know, the Internet has opinions about the last season, and so do we. So, without further ado, let's get started, and you can listen to those opinions.
Good.
Cut out that
you,
beginning.
You can cut,
but why?
Right, exactly. It's about entertaining when it's still there. So, hello, Internet. I'm Rick.
I'm Sam.
I'm Chris.
And we have a special guest.
Special returning guest.
Returning guest. And she's here for a reason.
Yes. What's that reason?
To talk about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yes. Allison is back. The Lady of Stevens is here.
House Stevens.
And this is our Game of Thrones wrap up.
Yeah,
episode.
All of our predictions came true. We weren't wrong at all.
I mean, we didn't. I seem to remember me predicting the Hound on the Mountain hooking up, and that didn't happen.
No,
I was disappointed about that.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So let's kind of first. I mean,
we didn't talk about any of this, so we can really talk.
We can go,
about,
but yeah, we go
episode by episode. What we thought.
Yeah. We could go by it. So
things we liked, things we didn't like.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So the first episode, the first episode, I'm trying to figure out how we want to go about this. We will defer to my wife as far as what her expectation was when the first episode.
We could talk a little general opinions.
Okay.
Of the show.
Yeah.
Of the last season.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We'll have the lady of the house go first.
So, general opinion overall, did not like it at all. I'm sorry. I just felt like it was rushed and they had 2 years to get it right and they didn't. So, I was very disappointed in the last season.
Did you thought like the time-wise? What about that?
I just feel like 6 episodes, number one, wasn't enough episodes to really give the audience a full detailed picture of what had happened. I feel like they tried to cram everything in those 6 episodes and they skipped over key things that they should have elaborated on more. For example, the White Walkers. I mean, the entire series was based on Winter is Coming and you get rid of them in the 3rd episode. Just gone.
We got to learn all about them, though. Like, where, you know,
all the came backstory.
From.
To the use of cogent flashbacks. And,
right.
It was wonderful. It was so well done.
Do
you want to know my general theory? And this is my new... Now, this is probably the only Game of Thrones theories that matters to me.
Okay.
I believe that the people who ran the show were excellent adapters of existing work. Once the existing work was done, where they were able to see the motivations and everything for all the characters, they were left with a checklist of this happens, this happens, this happens, and this happens. And they didn't know how to properly tie them together. They just... They were checking off the boxes.
Okay, yeah.
This needs that. And I think you can trace that back all the way to season 6.
Yeah.
Of the stories.
I totally agree with you there. Because it seems like the pacing of everything seemed to be completely different than all the previous seasons. Like you're saying, season 6 felt kind of like 6 and before, it was all the same show. I think the last 2 seasons. seemed like, you know, things happen so much faster than other stuff.
Well, I'm going to give you a hot take, too.
Really strange.
I didn't hate the last season.
I didn't really hate it either.
I
got to say that I'm disappointed.
I will say the internet
hated the last season.
Yeah. You could taste the hate coming from the internet.
Right. They even put it on the pen to paper.
Yes. Right.
The memes were beautiful.
Yeah. They usually always are.
Yeah.
I feel like the first two episodes, they should have combined into the first episode. Because I feel like as fans, we waited so long for it to come back on. I feel like they could at least given us 2 hours for the first episode and combine the first two. Because really, the first two episodes were you getting the audience reacquainted with all the characters and their backstories. And then the second episode was like everybody like making amends with one another because they know they're going to die. And they could have combined that all into one.
And then they didn't die.
Right. That was the other thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, you set me up that every single person in that entire castle was probably going to
die. Exactly.
and then we lost Jorah.
Right. Still suck because I like that guy. But
well, yeah. Thank goodness he didn't live to see the end of the series.
Right. Because even he would have been like, yo.
But I think you nailed it on the head. And George R. R. Martin said in an interview, or on the red carpet, he doesn't know why they didn't do 12 seasons. There was enough material.
Right.
For them 12 seasons.
Yeah. Okay.
Instead, they did 8. And he wanted 12. HBO wanted 10. The two creators who he sold the rights to, and they can't make the show without them, wanted 8, including the last two, to be shortened.
Really?
Yeah.
And it just seemed, I don't know. Because even the whole, the Long Night episode, that could have been...
That should have been 2, maybe 3 episodes.
Right. Exactly. I totally agree.
That's the thing. I was right before this happened. I mentioned to them how I accidentally had the entire last 3 episodes spoiled. So I've had longer to deal with it than everybody else. But I don't have a problem with any of the plot choices. I have, with the exception of Jaime Lannister suddenly leaving, I have a problem that they didn't properly set everything up because
it wasn't executed well.
Yeah.
Right.
Just like I can accept Danny like going bad, going full Vader. If
you yeah. but I can tell you they already set that up better in the books, and they still have 2 books before she goes mad.
But even like, you know, again, I guess to reference the Star Wars prequels, the evolution of Anakin going full Vader
was executed
a little bit better, which I still don't think
that's right. Whoa, that's a hot take there.
But I think it was executed better than the fall of Danny.
And I do think that is one thing the books will have in their advantage, because the way the books are written is every individual chapter is from one character's perspective. And every chapter is titled Bran or Daenerys or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When they get to that part with Daenerys, if they're doing it from her perspective, you're going to know the thought process that goes
into
it.
Right.
Because that was kind of part of the problem, too, because like the whole, and maybe we're jumping a little ahead here, I don't know, but like when we're jump all over the...
Go ahead and
when
jump!
When she's torching King's Landing, if you will, you know, nuking it,
right.
You know, napalming it full on or whatever. Like, you don't see any of that from her perspective at all.
No.
You don't see, like, the fury in her eyes or anything. Once she starts torching the place, it's all from ground level. And
they made the weirdest decisions in there. So they chose to have Arya running around the town because they wanted a character to see everything. Why wouldn't you put a character like Davos Seaworthy, who grew up in Fleabottom of King's Landing? This would be people that he... might know to some extent,
or at least areas
that he would know, and you'd be able to see the shock. And plus, he's expendable.
Yeah,
he didn't just kill the Night King, so at any point in time, you think he's about to die in this.
Whereas
you kind of feel Arya might make it through.
Yeah.
Well, I think. Yeah. Well, see, from that aspect, I was like, man, are they just going to? I think they were trying to shoot for. Is Arya going to make it? Because, again, she just killed the Night King.
She just did her big deed.
So it's like, man, you know, and all these seasons, we've been like, don't care for any of the characters because they'll probably kill them off when you start caring about them. Mm-hmm. So maybe they were going around that part, and the fact that, you know, she has been in King's Landing before, and the last time she was in King's Landing was what, season one?
Yeah. Season one.
Yeah. And so she's coming back, and, you know, she's not like her sister Sansa, who doesn't trust Daenerys. She's more of, okay, I may not really like her, but I understand why Jon did what he did. Where Sansa was like, I don't like this chick. I don't even know why you had this chick come to the north anyway, just because she got dragons. How are we going to feed these dragons? What do these dragons eat? Oh, I planned for all these people, but I didn't plan for no dragons. So why are you bringing this chick in my house? And you bend the knee too after we made you king of the north? Come on, Jon Snow. And, you know, because so Sansa's not real. So Arya's more like...
And then Bran's in the corner going, I watched you on your wedding night.
Not creepy at all.
Not creepy at all. Oh, you look lovely in your dress.
It's like, hey, you know, like, with them even picking Bronn to be the king.
Bran, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
He was the first character created by George R. R. Martin.
Was he? Yeah.
Yeah. There's no doubt in my mind that is who ends up on the throne in George R. R. Martin's version of this.
I could kind of see that too. And I kind of, like, even in the beginning, I was kind of like, even the first few seasons, I was like, oh, I can see him evolving into that position or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, the last couple seasons of him, and even part of this last season.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been pretty freaking creepy, right?
Right.
Like full on, like, and I'm like Crispin Glover type level creepy.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would that be the first person I would choose to be king? The creepy guy
that can
tell the future, sort of. Maybe?
And it all goes back to them not building up enough story behind the characters.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you would have at least had 10 seasons, mm-hmm. then they could have elaborated more on Bran's story to get you to start to like him again. Because honestly, this entire season, I was like, okay, he's weird. He's not doing nothing. He's just sitting there and doing nothing. All this crap is going on. He's just sitting there. Like an idiot. I can't.
Game of Thrones has been very good during the first four or five seasons of setting up an expectation, then turning it on its, and then, you know, the Red Wedding, Joffrey,
things like that. Right.
But then in hindsight, you look at everything and you're like, it makes sense.
Right.
I see what was, you know,
I see how it got there.
Yeah. Right.
These decisions seem to be made, and it was like, okay. I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
And then let's not forget, you know, how the big question was how Cersei was going to die, and that was a huge disappointment.
And you know what? I think
two of the biggest characters they.
I think
someone pointed out they're dead under the rubble, and then right next to them there's nothing. Like, unfortunately, they were standing right there.
Yeah, they moved 10 feet. And
otherwise,
went,
it would have been very inconvenient for a few minutes. I mean,
I think that right there is one of the major reasons why the backlash. Because I think if they would have had Cersei die another way. Like more torturous, like getting filleted by a dragon, or
just any other way.
I think people would have that last episode. I think people would have at least they wouldn't be as upset now if Cersei would have died a more satisfying way.
I think that was the big factor.
Once you saw Cersei,
but even in the last episode that she was alive or whatever, which was the next to last episode. It seemed like they were trying to do this whole thing where they were trying to make her more sympathetic to you.
Yeah,
like in the beginning of it.
Right.
I'm like, okay, they could pull that off with Jaime because he evolved that way.
Right.
To where like these events occurred. So then you start, okay, this is why. Okay, I don't, you know, he's not as evil, even though he's the guy that pushed Bran off the tower or whatever. But like still, he kind of evolved as a character. They didn't do anything like that with Cersei. And then they try to pigeon it in.
I don't know. I don't know if that's
next to last.
I agree.
I don't know if that's quite true because if you think, like, when she was dealing with the High Scepter and stuff, you kind of got the feeling that was at first you're like, oh yeah, she deserves it, but then you're like, man, this High Scepter is kind of a whack job.
But then she blew them all up in the tower.
She blew them all up in the tower.
She basically and took out like big portions. She basically
nuked them.
She basically 9/11'd them.
Yeah,
and then everyone was like, oh, where's our queen again?
I mean, right.
So all of the sympathy you might have from shame.
Yeah, right.
That went out the window.
Well, I understand that it was always that, you know, she was always still kind of she's evil and you gotta kill this chick, but it was always like there's still some sort of sympathy at some point, like between that, and I understand that, and between her kids dying. You know, Joffrey and her daughter dying.
Yeah, but if she wouldn't have been such a bitch, her kids would have.
And I understand that. And I'm not trying to make it like, oh, she didn't have, you know, she had all this sympathy and she was just this character that was misunderstood. But I think it builds up to the fact that, yeah, there's some times that she's not super evil, but for the most part, she's pretty evil. So,
hence why she should have died differently.
And I understand it, and I agree with you. That's what I said. It was too merciful of a death.
Right.
And people was like, "Yo, we gotta kill this."
The
place.
Most evil thing she did was spend the last six episodes mostly staring out a window and drinking wine.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true.
So I have a theory, and since three quarters of my theories were wrong the last time, I might as well throw another one out. that in the books, she's not going to be the ending big bad, like she is in the show. I think the other Targaryen that they've introduced in the books is going to be the big bad.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, because there's a lot of characters that they have in the books. I guess that have never even made it onto the show.
Tons.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, there's a blue-haired Targaryen, also named Aegon Targaryen, who's Rhaegar's... Well, it's the kid that was supposed to be have his... When the Mountain killed Ilya Martell and murdered her children, and you know, in the book, Varys kids swapped, and so it was another child that got killed, and he's been living with blue hair, so people wouldn't see his silver hair on the boats, and he meets up with Tyrion on his way across the sea. And that's kind of where the story is leaving off.
But, oh, okay.
There's also Euron Greyjoy has a horn that controls dragons in the book.
But he's dead now.
Yeah.
Well, but Euron's awesome in the books. he's not that. I feel bad for that actor because he probably read the books and they're like, you're going to be Euron Greyjoy. And then he was like, that's amazing. And then he gets there and it's like, you're going to be like a lame version of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Right.
Yeah. Overall, like I said before, I wasn't a big fan of the last season, but if I have to pinpoint some things that I liked in this season, I would say I thought Arya killing the Night King, that particular spot was pretty cool.
That is pretty sweet.
It caught me by surprise. I will say it caught me by surprise. I did not see that coming.
I was wondering how they were getting out of this
situation. Right. Because I was okay.
That was executed pretty well, too, I think.
It was.
And that's one of the things where you can say, like, you got to figure out how they get to that point. Okay, that makes sense.
I'm going to call up something else real quick as being a highlight of the season for reals. The score. My gosh, the music.
Yo, yes. It built up the tension.
That Night King theme or whatever it was. Wow. Arya's thing. Man, I get chills thinking about that song.
And
that was throughout the season and even last season, but this season in particular, it was just, music was beautiful.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cinematography was beautiful.
Yeah.
It looked good as they were messing things up.
Yeah.
almost dropped that F bomb, but keep it clean.
Yeah, because even that one shot of Daenerys with the dragon behind her, and it looks like she has one.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
I thought that was sweet. Some of the internet people crapped on that, but I thought it was all right.
Yeah, I thought it was sweet.
I thought it looked cool.
Yeah, I thought it looked cool too.
And then I really loved it when somebody took Did you see when somebody took, there was an outtake where Jon Snow was pretending to be a dragon up on a mountain hill with his black cloak from his previous season. He was dancing all around and they superimposed it next to that.
That's pretty awesome.
I liked when they knighted
Brienne.
Yeah, I thought that was cool.
I liked the second episode that was all talk.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the second episode. First episode.
We can go first episode.
Yeah, first episode.
First episode. You know what? Before the first episode started, I rewatched the first episode of the whole series. Mm-hmm. And they do a lot of things that mimic the first episode of the whole series.
Really?
Because it starts with the pageantry of Robert Baratheon. Of him coming in. And it's a very different beginning with, even to the point where Arya was the child who ran through to get a better view. And then they had a different little, they did a lot of things like that.
Yeah.
And then there's a scene where Robert Baratheon's talking to, what's his head, Ned Stark, in the crypts. And he's like, our kids should get together, you know, or whatever.
And then you start to see
Gendry and Arya looking at each other.
Yeah.
And Gendry, I guess. Like,
yeah. Yeah, Arya was doing some heavy flirting in that first episode. I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah,
she was doing some flirting. He was like, Ginger was like, yo, is she flirting with me? She's like, yeah.
She hands a piece of paper and says, can you make me this? And it just says, you're a whore.
She grew up over the past few seasons.
Yeah.
She used him.
Yes, she did.
But what else happens in the first episode?
That's the whole.
John rides a dragon.
John rides a dragon.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. That was the
And that was one of the beginning signs.
I know some people kind of complained about that on the internet too, like calling it like the Titanic moment or whatever. Flying dragons together.
I'm gonna tell you, my biggest problem. This wasn't the first episode. This was fourth episode, I think. Where Tormund is in the thing going, and it's when Danny's starting to get jealous of John's popularity, and he's like, he flew on the back of a dragon. Who does that? Well, you did at the end of last season, whenever you were rescued.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, granted, you didn't hop on it and ride it by yourself, but you were on the back of a dragon.
Yeah,
but I
think you should have referenced it.
I did it, but it was just to get away from what. Yeah, that would have been fine, but.
But he wanted to talk about how he sucked on a giant's breast milk. So,
yeah.
So that's what he wanted to talk about.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And the Starbucks happened in the first episode.
No, that was the fourth.
That was the fourth.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to die.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, no.
Yeah, because especially during a long night, I'm like, he's going to die.
Yeah.
So episode one. Not much happened, I seem to remember.
It was
the builder. Like, they always have the builder.
Yeah. The filter. Sansa and Daenerys, being catty.
Fighting,
yeah.
And Bran's like, we don't have time for this.
We don't have time for this. I have sitting to do.
But then at the end, it was Jamie.
Yeah, it was great because Bran said he had to wait for his friend. And I was like, oh, who's gonna show up? Is it one of the toad people or frog people, whatever they call it? No, but it was Jamie.
It was Jamie.
Yeah. And then in the second episode, it was
everybody getting ready for
the trial.
Jamie's trial, which was really quick. I mean, they didn't elaborate on that very long.
No,
they made it very tense in the beginning, and then it was quick, and it was over. It was like, okay. So, because even like after the first episode, and they showed a preview of the second one, you know, when you got on the internet to see like, you know, everybody's perspective, they kind of elaborated on Jamie's trial and everything. And then once we watched the second episode, it was short and sweet and to the point. So,
as was tradition this season.
I thought that they would have built upon more of that dynamic between Sansa and Daenerys, It's like they had them have a conversation. I think, was that the second episode? Remember they had like a little meeting together where they were talking.
And what happens to the North whenever.
Yeah. And then it got interrupted because someone came in the middle of their conversation because they were starting to get a little heated because she was like, well, what about the North? You know? And I thought that they could have elaborated on that more because after Sansa found out that Jon was the true heir, I thought that she was going to have a plan against Daenerys, but they never elaborated on that.
They have enough episodes.
Right. So I thought that
her plan was to tell
her, to tell people.
To tell Tyrion and then so he could tell Varys and get him killed.
Yeah. So, again, ways that they could have elaborated more on the storyline weren't definitely there.
Can I tell you something that I completely missed on the first watch that my wife pointed out about, since I just mentioned Varys, that he was trying to kill Daenerys?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice that was what the kid was talking about whenever she said she won't eat. And he's like, well, you have to keep trying. The guards are watching me. He was trying to have that little girl poison Daenerys.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he was trying to do that like at the beginning in the first season. First, second season when he was trying to find her.
Fourth or whatever. That.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I didn't catch that at all the first time. And then she pointed that out. I was like, oh my gosh, he was trying to kill her. Huh. Now I understand why
That's what he's like. She won't eat.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
I completely missed it.
Yeah. I still think, though, that the show always leaves things, hidden things that people have to go back and watch a couple of times, like in that example. And you're like, oh, how did I miss that? I still think this season still had that element to it, just like all the other seasons, you know. Right. So,
I think I might have missed something though. Was Varys supposed to die in Winterfell? Wasn't he supposed to die someplace else?
No, he was just supposed to die on that continent.
Oh, okay.
So that was what she said. She's like, I have to die on this continent just like you or whatever.
Okay. All right.
Because she left the continent. And I expect that's something awesome in the third episode.
Yeah.
She lit all the Dothraki.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Now it was dumb to have your cavalry go first into the night where they can't see, but whatever. That's a bad military tactic.
Use them as cannon fodder. Yeah. I mean, but the visual of watching each of the
lights
going off, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Right. But I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I understand that the Dothraki, you don't never want to face them in the open field. But wouldn't you just, like, you know, light some, like, big, gigantic fireballs and shoot it out there to
people can see what they're fighting?
Make a pit or something or a line further out, like, fire first and then have the other one fire. I'm like...
Speaking of not being able to see, you could not see the entire third episode.
That I didn't have that problem. Yeah, I understand a lot of people did.
I learned
a long time ago from watching The Walking Dead, and there's been so much of The Walking Dead that I couldn't see. When they do a night episode in The Walking Dead, I can't see it at all. And I learned if I turn all my lights off in my living room and watch it, I can see just on my TV. And so as soon as I realized it was a nighttime thing, I was like, get the lights off. Get the lights
off. I watched it on my phone and just cranked up the brightness on it. And I was like, oh, okay. Watch this now.
But that is a common... there was a lot of people who couldn't see that episode.
Yeah.
Now, I will say the third episode for me was the most intense episode of the entire series. Yeah. I'm like... thinking I'm about to have a heart attack. I'm like, what's going to happen?
They did a very good job of juggling... because they even said nobody wants to watch an entire hour of just all fighting. They did a very good job of juggling, you know, the suspense of Arya in that room area or whatever.
Right.
And then them in the crypts.
Yeah,
because that like, it became like a crazy battle, and then it became like a survival horror type thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, it was...
And then I love the way they did the... you know, and blue eyes to her, and she runs off, and then make you forget about it. Like, they make you forget that that happened, and you're just like, oh, what's Bran going to do? Stand here and die? Warg Bran, warg into something amazing.
But you know what? I have to give Theon some credit. Theon killed a lot of people.
Yeah, he did.
I was like, I know there was other archers that, you know, killed a few, but Theon... Those archers and all the other soldiers, like, died real quick. This is
another bright point. Theon had the perfect character arc. Like, perfect character arc. All he wanted to be was to be good, in the, seen in the eyes of other people as being a good person, a good leader, or whatever. And that's the last thing Bran says to him is, you know,
you're a good man.
You're a good man. That was perfect character arc. Unlike Jaime.
Because he was killing a whole bunch of people. He was just going off.
He redeemed himself.
And let's just not forget that he killed a bunch of people. He knew he was about to die, and he still ran headfirst at the Night King. I mean, that. It's not brave when you think you have a chance to win, or as brave. It's brave when you're like, I don't have a chance of this, but I'm going to steal him off for an extra minute or an extra little bit.
Until Arya can get there and save the day.
I was happy. I personally wouldn't have, like, just kept trying to run and try to stab. I would have just jumped.
It was the best tactic.
I would have just jumped in. I'm like, yo, I would have did something because that king was just like.
I understand that they say the North remembers, but apparently that doesn't apply to classic military strategy. Their days of schooling of that, but.
And I mean, if it was the first time they ever faced White Walkers, it would be understandable. But not like that. I mean, they kind of, like, they knew.
Well, I mean,
like a couple encounters here and there, they knew what kind of they were gonna
face. I think he just was like, he was surprised that he got that far, that close to the Night King. And he was like, oh, no one's here, stop me. And then the Night King was like, oh, sidestep, tup. That's it. And I
wonder if someone should take that Night King scene where he sidesteps and does that and put in like the Austin Powers, like, or. You know, judo chop.
But and yeah, it was an intense scene because like the dragon kept following Jon.
That was the only part that I got kind of confused with was the dragons fighting. Even watching
it was hard to tell. I could see some blue. It usually was the big helper because, you know, he had open wounds that kind of glowed blue or whatever.
That was kind of hard.
But I honestly thought watching that episode, I thought one of the other dragons had died earlier.
I thought that it was a good chance that they show him like with all the undead things on him and crashing down stuff like that. It looked like he died.
I thought he died.
But then they showed in the preview two dragons flying in the sky for the next episode. I was like, oh, okay.
Now,
and he dies in the next episode.
One part of that episode that I thought was crazy is when John is following before John starts following the Night King is walking and Daenerys has her dragon, you know, try to torch him and he just looks up at her like, yeah, that did nothing.
Yeah.
And then when John was chasing him and he stopped and he turned around and he just raised his hands and all of the people that just got killed, I was like, dude, what's going on? You know?
It didn't seem like John should have made it up. That was, if I had a complaint about that episode, it was they put people in positions where it was certain death, never really showing
how they got out.
Right.
That kind of, there were like three times where people were leaned against bodies of White Walkers and stuff like
there
that.
There were several times, several times where I thought characters died and they didn't. They were in a scene later on.
Oh, I think you just thought the exact same thing I did.
But
you
besides Arya killing the Night King, what's the little girl's
Mormont.
Name?
Mormont.
Yes.
Lady Mormont.
If you're going to go out, you better go out big. And she did. Yeah. That was the best.
That was pretty awesome.
That was the best. Took out an entire giant.
And I learned that she was only supposed to ever have been in one episode.
Yeah. And but people like that
character. They liked her so much that they put her all through the thing.
I thought, I'm glad that she made it that far to kill the giant that way. The giant first comes in and hits her and she just goes flying. I was like, oh.
Disappointments? I didn't see zombie Hodor. I was hoping for a zombie
Hodor.
I thought that would have been heartbreaking.
That would have been.
There was that. And then the other the other wildling lady who died, what, in season 6, 4, 5, where John first went to the wildlings to try to get him out, mm-hmm. and they had friended that one lady. There was one wildling lady that was like very like nice and whatever, but she got killed. And when John was on the boat and they were leaving
the Hard Home episode, right?
Yeah, and she got to, I thought I was gonna see her. Mm-hmm. If you go back, you'll know. She, I mean,
heck, if they wanted to, anyone that they didn't burn.
That's what I said in the first. I know. First podcast we talked about this, and they could have did more with the Crips.
They
didn't. I thought they were, but they didn't.
I really hope that that they would get all the way to King's Landing with the White Walkers.
Yes, yeah. That's.
I think if they would have done that, like maybe that third episode was just like, okay, they devastate Winterfell
and kept moving. Yeah.
And then, you know, all that stuff could have happened in the last episode.
But then...
I would have wanted to see more White Walkers.
Then there wouldn't have been any North, and I don't think Sansa would have had anything to stand on to try to keep the North free from the Seven Kingdoms.
But this is...
Yeah, there's really no King's Landing.
But this is what I didn't understand. So in the last episode, you see all of the remaining, like, kings and queens mm-hmm. of all the different nations. Some of those kings, like, they had no part of anything in the storyline for the whole series. It's like, boop, they just appeared. Well, what were they doing? Like, they didn't expound upon some of those other kingdoms.
Like who?
Like the one kingdom that was further south,
Dorne.
Yeah, and
that's because I think the actual dude that you saw before that was in the wheelchair or not in a wheelchair, the Martell's
brother,
and I think he died in the story, and so that's his replacement that you just haven't seen yet because there was
no
talk of Dorne since the whole Sand Snakes thing,
yeah. Right. Mm. I don't know. I just felt like they maybe could have tied them in more into the rest of this.
They also killed so many of the people that were parts of those kingdoms. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, there's no, you know, Storm's End. There's no Baratheons left for the Lords except for Gendry. There's, you're stuck with. Edmure Tully as the
leader. That's true.
Again, it goes, I keep saying this, and it all just goes back to building up the storylines. I feel like we just got cut off. For example, after Jon kills Daenerys, and then boom, we're at the scene where it's like all of the kings and queens and Tyrion, and they're like, and everybody knows that Jon killed Daenerys. How does everybody know that Jon kills Daenerys? Because it's like they just went straight from dragon flies off, and then.
Well, it said it had been several weeks.
I know, but still, I mean.
You want to see that.
You want to see.
Right.
You want to see him being taken away and him, all that stuff.
All the Dothraki were cool with what happened. You know,
right. The Dothraki and the Unsullied. I'm like, those guys don't really know court. I think, it's like maybe this.
She was walking to the throne and tripped and hit her head on it.
Fell on this sword.
We should not make chairs out of swords.
Right. Right. So the dragon was so mad he melted the throne.
This is the beginning
of. Made of swords.
Right.
Right.
The beginning of Westeros OSHA.
Right, exactly. We did skip over a major part before the battle of
the long night. Episode.
Yeah. Yo, so, Arya got her groove on.
Yeah.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, which I felt some kind of way about that because I still seen her as the young girl. Kind of weird. So it's weird. It was
because
weird.
She's always been dressed kind of like she's still young. And I was like, I mean, she is 18, 19, but.
Imagine you're Gendry, the actor that plays Gendry, who's you're 10 years older than her and met her when she was 12.
Right.
That's
like, yeah. I'm like, whoa. Yeah.
well, okay, I guess I'm going to watch her take off her shirt now. Yeah.
And can I be honest? I was thinking, even though it's HBO, I was just like, oh, maybe they're just going to do, you know, those 80s Flash looks like in a PG-13 kind of shooting. It's like, no, we're almost showing almost everything. I'm like, okay. Am I supposed to watch this? I don't know if I'm supposed to watch this.
Yeah. I was like, that's side boob I didn't want to see. Right there. Nothing against the actress that plays Arya, but you're always little girl Arya waiting on Tywin Lannister to me.
I was like, I don't want to go to jail.
That was the second episode.
And then, you know, after the battle, you know, he's getting on, bending knee. He's like, yo.
Right, which was like, okay.
Well, you know what he wants. He's like, yo, I need, you are, you know.
You saved the seven kingdoms.
You saved the seven kingdoms. Yo, you're the best thing I ever had, so why wait? I'm going to put a ring on it.
I don't know what those faceless men taught you, but...
You can be anything you want. That's going to be awesome.
Man, think of all the people. Think of all the ladies I'm going to have you kill. It's like dating Mystique.
I did like in the third episode, I liked when Arya was like in that one room, kind of looked like a library or something like that, and all of the White Walkers were kind of in there. They didn't know she was in there.
Yeah,
I felt like that was very suspense. Tense. I was like, oh God, you know. So
were there White Walker dogs in that?
Dogs?
Okay, no. All right. For some reason, I got to see... Oh, you know what? That's a different movie. Sorry. That's all
right. I think it's Resident Evil or something, right?
It's, well, there's Resident Evil, but there was another movie. I think it was like a Walking Dead episode where someone climbed up onto a shelf and the dogs were looking for them because they were...
It was a Walking Dead.
It was a Walking Dead episode.
It's zombie dogs?
It was regular dogs. It was regular dogs, but they went back to their wolf, and they're just eating and killing everything.
So are we at the fourth episode now?
Yeah.
Because now we're going to talk about logistically my least favorite thing that's ever happened to Game of Thrones.
All right.
You're Daenerys. Conveniently for the sake of plot, Jon Snow has decided to travel differently, so he's not on the other dragon. And then somehow... In the open sea, you're surprised by a naval fleet
that can
immediately, with perfect accuracy, shoot ballista at a flying target and hit it.
Three times in a row,
never hit it again. So either they just weren't looking, or you can't shoot a ballista at it because you're behind cover. There's no...
Right.
Yeah.
It wasn't cloudy. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
That drove me crazy too.
Yeah. That was literally the worst thing possible because it made no sense. There's ways you could have edited it. There's ways you could have done it to make it better. They did terrible.
Yeah. Definitely agree with that.
That's a thing.
I mean, I think they were trying to make. What do they call those? The scorpions or whatever. They try to make them look more menacing and menacing than they actually were. Because
you're on a boat going like this against something up in the air flying straight. So you're telling me that he can just find the exact perfect place to hit it. Then it shows the next time they use it, it takes like a long time to reload. And it's like,
I mean, like, you know, and then you figure like when they're actually make it to King's Landing, they had those things everywhere.
Yeah.
And they couldn't hit anything with them.
Right.
And then, so you're angry, all the fleet's facing this way, and Daenerys is flying down this way, and they shoot at her, she escapes, and eventually she flies away. Why don't you fly around that hill and come up behind them?
Right.
The scorpions are huge.
Right. You
take out the entire fleet.
Right.
Dumb.
Right.
Yeah.
But before that happened, we have the whole conversation of, hey, are we going to attack King's Landing? And, you know, you had the interaction between Sansa and Daenerys. And it's like, your men are tired. Our men are tired. Why should we start attacking them? Literally after we just fought the undead and the
Night King.
And you know, that's that. I think that was like Allison was saying, if that would have been dragged out more, you would have seen the tension between them, between Sansa and Daenerys, and and you know, Daenerys, you know, kind of was the craziness was still coming there. You could see it. You were seeing it when they were having the celebration before, you know, Gentry got on bending knee and everything, that everyone was praising Jon Snow and everything. And you know, she was trying to...
Drown her sorrows with Starbucks.
With Starbucks, yes. and she was trying to be, you know, trying to be slick by saying, oh, Jondry, you're now... Baratheon, I make you a Baratheon, so you are now a lord and everything. Yeah. But you know, it was kind of like, you know, she was tripping when people were praising Jon Snow.
And I just would like to point out she never actually took the Iron Throne, so that he never was legitimized by an acting ruler. So I just wonder how they're going to work that out, because you know.
Yeah,
that's true. That is true.
I never thought of that until just this one.
Well, isn't it once you kill, do you have to go through a procedure to be the Iron Throne, or?
She never had, she was never crowned.
Her coronation, does that really count, or?
Counted for the other ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I thought after a war.
What else happened in the fourth episode? Oh, well, obviously the ending of the fourth episode.
Yes.
With
Marcellus.
Her friend.
Oh, yeah.
Getting decapitated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a pretty intense moment. I thought for a minute they were going to kill Tyrion. I was like, oh, Tyrion's about to die, like, you know.
I think Tyrion thought he was going to die. I think Tyrion was like, yo, you could shoot me. He's like, don't do this.
I do love the person who thought that it was a good idea to take that clip and show Tyrion yelling at the castle and cut in Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
That was awesome.
That is awesome. Yes.
Hello.
How great of an actor is Peter Dinklage, though? I mean, just the emotion and everything. I mean, that scene with a lesser actor would not have been as good.
Yeah.
And even, like, he carried the entire last episode because of the two speeches that he had. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, he was the only good thing about the last episode. I'm just saying, you know.
I wouldn't go that far.
See, again, I don't
fourth think... episode, though, I mean, you know, you had that ending, and then, you know, I don't know. At this point, this is where things were ruined for me anyway. So, so fourth episode was where I was really coming to grips with the fact that I did actually read spoilers. And then the fifth episode...
The bells.
Something happened during that where I read the spoiler I read said that the Golden Army surrendered, and clearly that didn't happen. And I was like, oh, maybe they're wrong. Maybe they only had the. And then I think they just couldn't tell the difference between the Golden Army and the Lannister soldiers. And it was like, oh.
Yeah.
Because they got. The Golden Army got wiped out.
Yeah, that fifth episode.
When they finally use strategy, the army strategy, you know, come from behind. And
I do think that there was a suspenseful moment in the fifth episode when Jaime and Arya were kind of in the crowd and they were closing those gates.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty intense because I was like, oh, what's about to happen? Yeah. You know?
I didn't hate the fifth episode. Mark Bernardin actually had a really good thing that they could have done and would have, like, when they, well, I did hate one thing. I hated the fact that Tyrion said three times, remember, if they ring the bells, you know, an angel gets its wings.
That's right. this is the name of the episode, The Bells.
Yeah. So they've surrendered. You don't need to kill anyone else. It's like, way to just go ahead and just...
Right, right. Yeah, like, foreshadow.
So let's suppose... Did you hear Kevin Smith, Mark Murdoch?
I have not yet, no. Actually. No.
They were talking about it, I'm going to paraphrase here, but so imagine the bells are ringing, right? The surrender is at hand. And there's this moment where she's there looking down at everyone. And even though the bells rang and people are surrendering, someone stabs and kills Grey Worm right in front of her. That is literally the last person that she has. And she thinks to herself, there's no, you know, whatever, and goes on the rampage. Suddenly, like, all of that craziness is like...
Then that made... That's just...
That would have made...
Yeah.
There's so many other ways they could have played it off.
Yeah,
right.
Since at this point, you know, you're just hitting parts of the book and not all of it, why not make a couple subtle changes? And
Right.
Mm-hmm. But
that would have made it a lot better.
Let's talk about the best part of the fifth episode.
The mountain?
Clegane Bowl.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
I wanted the fight to last longer. I was disappointed that it kind
of... I was all right with
that. I was all right with that fight, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't have a long fight with the mountain like that.
Yeah, okay, so here's the things that I loved about this. Okay. I loved Cersei saying, protect me, and Qyburn saying, listen to your queen, and him just smashing
it. That was... And then
Cersei just... Nopes right on out of there.
I thought that was like, I was like, you know, thinking about it, I'm like, I know, like, if the Hound really cared about the war, then the Hound would have killed Cersei as soon as he walked past. That's not why he was there. But it was just so much like, well, I'm out. You guys have fun. See ya.
The only thing would have made it better is if she would have went, deuces.
Right. Like, well, it was nice talking to you. Yeah. I'm sure you and your family have, you and your brother have a lot of things to sort out.
I see your point completely. I'm just going to leave you guys to it.
I will leave you to it. I, you know me, I have brothers also, so I understand.
I was like, that was awesome.
Yeah, I laughed really hard.
Yeah, that part was it's the actual fight that it was just like kind of like I wanted that to be so like because there's so much build up to that because we knew that those two.
Yeah.
If only they would have had more time, as if they would have extended the season.
Right.
Exactly. Because actual fight time, what was it like? 2 minutes, maybe.
I thought that was a bright point of this season.
Yeah.
Because that the Hound is also that is a perfect character arc for the Hound.
Yeah. I wanted to see him just like.
I started to get a little bit like of how ridiculous are they going to get showing that the mountain can't be killed.
Especially I know. I was waiting.
Goes through the eyeball and all the way through the brain.
Right.
I was thinking it was going to be like a like Black Knight.
Exactly.
Thing. That's what I was waiting. I'm like, I want to see limbs coming off and then just the torso.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
It's like, yeah. He's just laughing. He's like,
I'll call it a draw.
He called
it a draw. Maybe a flesh wound.
And then whenever he started reaching for the eyeballs, I was just like, oh no, don't do this again. Don't do this again.
Yeah.
It killed me the last time.
It totally looked like his eyes were popped out too. But...
No, they were black. blackened with blood.
Yeah.
And so he was just like, screw it. We're going.
And he dies in fire. He dies tackling him into fire, the thing he fears the most.
His anger at his brother was.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah,
and I just like the way you know him and Arya closed out there.
That was a fulfilling moment.
Yeah.
He's like, if you follow me, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
And
then she calls him by his name. Yeah. Everybody always calls him the Hound the whole time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. She says Sandor.
Uh huh. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. That's the one redeeming thing, probably.
Right.
Yeah. Again, I don't mind the decision, but. To kill all of King's Landing.
They could have done it so many different ways.
They just didn't build it up.
Yeah.
This was a season of lost potential.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And I think that's what upsets me the most is that it seems like, you know, it's never, Game of Thrones has never been like that before. You know?
Right.
You know, things have happened and, like, you get me, you know, I can't believe they killed that character or something
if
like
you,
that.
Just, if I kid you not, so let's say that all the books were out. So instead of dropping off at book 5, book 6 and 7 are out, and they were adapting this out, and they did it all and exactly the way the books are probably going to be. you're going to have people filming people watching the Bells episode because they're not going to see it coming. Yeah, and then they'll go back and be like, oh, this made complete sense. The way they did with the Red Wedding and the way they did with all these other things. That is a moment that would have been iconic. And instead it's a where people are like, oh, the show's gone to crap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a sore subject.
I am happy that that happened. And I can't wait for the first Daenerys that I meet in real life.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
You were named after the Mad Queen.
Right. Yeah. Oh, this is your daughter, Khaleesi.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to introduce her to my son, Vader.
Right. You know what? I have a cousin who her son. Never mind.
Is this an after the mics are off?
This is after dark. I don't say the name. I mean, I'm not saying
someone like, you know.
Someone I know.
Yes.
Does
he have permission?
Listen.
It's all you say.
Look, Sam. Sam's like no one's watching.
Either this child will ban both Star Wars and Star Trek fans together, or he will destroy them all.
That's a lot of power.
That's a huge lot of power.
Name something like Jean-Luc Skywalker.
No. the initials are A-T.
Anakin? Tiberius?
I cannot...
Confirm or deny. But you know I'm right.
I cannot confirm or deny.
Is one of them confirmed and one of them denied?
I cannot confirm or deny anything.
You're not saying which one.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying just...
But imagine that
Did I ever tell you the story about the patient at my nephew's?
Mm.
Oh my gosh. Okay. She was like in her 80s. I'm going to give her full name, so I apologize if this causes anyone offense, if a relative listens. I don't know what she was there, but he's an x-ray technician, so I know nothing about her case. But her first name was Fonda, and her last name was Cox.
Oh, wow.
And he literally walks up to her without even, excuse me, ma'am, are you Fonda Cox? And then he's like, what did I just say?
Oh, man.
That is just...
That's
just not...
That's wow! Someone's watching too many.
She might have married into that name. I mean,
yeah, that has to be a situation. I mean, because
I just wouldn't.
I would
probably not date someone with that name.
Yeah, for that reason.
For your namesake.
Yes. All right. So,
for the sake of argument, let's say that the child was named Anakin Tiberius.
Okay.
That is a badass name.
That is a badass name. Makes me.
That is a fantastic
name. I think it's okay with you. I think
But that's Daenerys, though. But that falls under the Daenerys if that is the case.
Well, true.
Yeah.
That's true. I do have a question.
He killed younglings.
Yeah.
Does he have any floppy eared friends that call him Annie?
Because not quite yet.
Nearly as cool.
Not quite yet.
Yeah.
I think his mama maybe.
But I mean, when he was named Anakin, there's full knowledge that Anakin was.
Yes.
So that's a decision.
Yeah. That's a decision.
Yeah. There are a lot of people who named that Khaleesi because she was a strong, vibrant female character. A lot of people were mad that she went bad because of that, because she's a strong female character. And they're like, oh, strong female characters are crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, no, just that one. Brienne of Tarth stayed sane, and she was awesome
the whole series.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I'm skipping ahead to 6, where she's doing the right into the thing about Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was very sweet.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
However, I saw some great things like photoshopped in that. Like, like he was a lousy leg.
Brianna Tarr, you know, she's the knight and everything else. But then you have her coming out in her bathrobe, like trying to get him to stay.
Yeah, I kind of wish they wouldn't have done that. Maybe, but
trying to get her to stay.
I would have liked them to give a better reason than just I'm hateful. If he would have talked more about the look, I understand that she's terrible, but I've, you know, she's my sister and I loved her and I feel that I need to save her. And then it makes it more heroic and
not weird.
Yeah. Right.
Since we're, I feel like we're probably skipping now into episode six.
Yeah.
What are the chances as he's walking over there that Euron Greyjoy happens to wash up on shore wanting to kill him?
Right.
What a happy coincidence that was.
Right. Yeah. He was pretty happy to be killed by Jaime, too.
He was.
Like, no one's going to know you're killed by Jaime, too.
Yeah, really?
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
but then you're like, dude, you got killed by a guy with one hand.
Yeah, I don't know how I felt about that fight. I thought that Jaime was gonna die.
Yeah, it would almost kind of have been better, I think, if he did die. Like, he didn't quite make it to Cersei. Like, he was just like, maybe
I would have liked it if he would have made it to Cersei and she would have been there making dumbass decisions and he would have just been like, I came all this way, and then strangled her.
Right.
Right, yeah. Because to me, they didn't fulfill the prophecy of the witch.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
And that's again why I think it's gonna. So
it's gonna play out.
I think there's gonna be slight things that play out differently in the books, and I think that's one of them.
Yeah.
And if
speaking of prophecies, some dude online came up with a great analysis of the Azor Ahai prophecy, and I don't remember everything, but when it talked about his blade. You know, it would come into a terrible time of darkness over whatever. And the blade, which he is taking, is not a literal blade, but the thing that you use to combat the enemy. The first thing he tried was water. Well, what else is another form of water but ice? So you've got the undead, the frozen undead at you, whatever. The next thing that he tried to temper the blade in was a lion. So Cersei is the next great evil. And then, but he hadn't ended up having to cast it into the thing that he, the woman that he loved to truly end the darkness, which would have been Daenerys.
Yeah, that would have.
So the argument then is that Jon Snow is Azor Ahai, and it's just people have read the prophecy in a too literal of a sentence.
Got it.
But I didn't come up with that. I can't take that as math.
Yeah.
I read that.
How do we feel about Jon Snow going back to the Night's Watch? Night's Watch.
Oh, I didn't like that.
Oh, it was brilliant.
I don't know where else he could go, you know, with his...
I thought it was a dumb reason.
Yeah,
I thought it was a dumb appease reason. Grey Worm, who's going to the...
Right!
Who's going away who's anyways. Going,
no, and in the books, they very specifically talk about this in some of the books. That island is filled with poisonous butterflies.
Really?
there's natives there who are taken as slaves all the time because they're peaceful and have figured out some way to live with the butterflies, but people.
But it's weird to me that the Unsullied were just like kind of like, okay, we're gonna leave.
It's weird to me, like, that just that none of them even took the throne, or the Unsullied or like took the throne. It's like, yo, this is our place now.
I just like it because basically, hey, we're going to go someplace and die off as a people.
Right. Y'all got no.
It's like there's the Native Americans. You get this land over here that no one else wants or something.
They can't have kids. So I'm like, how are you guys going to?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, I didn't really understand that either because I'm like, you guys could just stay at King's Landing. Like, why do... Unless you guys just don't want to be there because it's always cold or something. I was like, it's one of those things you got the kingdom. Who's going to really stop you besides the Norfolk? It's going to take them a few weeks to get back down here. So
it's weird.
Right. It's kind of like, you're like, what? You don't, the producers don't want these people of color to be the King's Landing? That's what it's kind of like.
Because when they had that big council meeting type deal where they're talking about who's going to be king and stuff like that.
Right.
And he's there and they're just like, oh, okay, well, whatever you guys decide.
Right. It's kind of like, yo, we've run this.
So let's talk about a couple things about the council meeting. Let's talk about the fact of Tyrion's like, who's got a better story than Bran? And Sansa's like, he can't have kids. It's like, it's kind of a mean thing to just randomly.
How about Arya? Arya's got a better story. You know what I mean?
Jon Snow has a better story. Theon Greyjoy. Dead Theon Greyjoy.
They should have a better story.
Has a better story.
He can't have kids either, though. Well, he couldn't have kids.
But
he's dead anyways.
So. Let's talk about the fact they go all the way around and vote, and then this answer is like, the North's going to be independent.
Right.
Why didn't everybody else go, on second thought, the North's going to be independent.
Right.
change our vote.
Right.
I didn't know that was on the menu.
Right.
I ordered wrong.
Exactly.
Best part of that, two best parts of that meeting was Ed Mertoli standing up and trying to get a speech.
Oh, yeah. That was hilarious.
Sit down.
Sit down.
Stop cussing.
And the second part is all they're going around voting. Well, there's also Samwell trying to introduce democracy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just
laughing at him. I'm going to let my dog have a vote.
I love the fact that Arya Greyjoy was like, why don't we just kill Jon Snow? And Arya's looking at it. You even mentioned killing my brother one more time, cutting your throat.
Right.
And it's like, those were the two baddest women in the whole series. And you're like, oh, we're going to get us some catfighting.
That would have been actually a great way to end it. You think Arya's sailing off to find what's west of Westeros, and she's actually going to the Iron Islands. You said you'd cut. You said you'd kill him. But when they get to, when they're going around voting, and Davos is like, I don't even know if I get a vote to die.
Right.
Yeah. Again, the way they ended it,
By the way, that was the third time in the show that Tyrion tried to tell his joke.
Right.
Yeah.
And he never got it. I know what the joke is. It's not appropriate. But
there was a funny moment when they were having a meeting. It was Tyrion. Bran came in.
Bronn of
Bronn.
Yeah, and then they had the book, and he opens the book.
Yeah,
and he's not mentioned anywhere, but in the books, it's from his perspective. Yeah, yeah.
I just don't get how he wouldn't be mentioned. He's the hand of the king,
right?
He was the hand of the king, the hand of the queen, and then became the hand of the king.
That was a funny moment.
Realistically, though, you do have a story that starts with the Starks and ends with a Stark king, a Stark queen, and potentially a Stark king beyond the wall. Because he gave up the Night's Watch. Very clearly gave up the Night's Watch.
Which is also funny, too, because he's like, they'll tell him, you're going to be on the Night's Watch. It's like, there's still a Night's Watch? And I just thought, right there, it's like, basically, you just can't come. You could probably come down to the North, but you can't go to Westeros. Because, like, who in Westeros is going to, in King's Landing, is going to come? They got to go, if they're trying to go to Castle Black, they have to go through the North first. And Sansa's like, if you're going to go after my brother, you got to face the North. So no one's going to come check on him from King's Landing.
No. I don't think anyone in King's Landing actually cared that he's actually there, to be honest with you.
Right.
Yeah.
I think they did it to appease everything, knowing full well he probably wasn't going to stick around because who's left up there?
I mean, right.
Literally, they're all dead.
They're all dead.
All right.
Yeah.
But anybody that seriously want to kill Jon Snow, though, is probably one of the Unsullied that were leaving, though.
Yeah.
Right.
But, I mean, they're never going to do this, but theoretically, you set up potential for a sequel of having a wildling with silver hair at some point as a great threat looms from the south this time, having to travel south to fight off whatever, and it's Jon Snow's great 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 grandson who's the rightful heir of the throne.
Yeah,
and can like. What a perfect way, what a perfect time to introduce ice dragons.
That could be.
They won't do it.
How about making Bronn like the financial guy?
I like it.
Yeah. He knew what it was worth.
Yeah. He got a castle.
Yeah.
I believe I said in the last podcast that if he did not get a castle that I was going to...
He got a castle.
He got a castle.
I didn't like the way they handled him heading north, though, with the bow.
When he confronted Tyrion and Jaime.
Yeah, that seemed slightly out of character. The end result, not out of character, but the way they handled it seemed out of character.
Yeah, that's what I thought too, yeah.
I think he was, you know, he's always been more about the money.
He's always shown Jaime a little bit underneath that, and he seemed...
I think that was like the whole point. I mean, he was like, he got there. He's like, yo, I could have just killed you guys, but I like you, and I only tolerate you, Jaime, because I like your brother, Tyrion. So
yeah, but they spent a lot of time sword fighting too. They seem to not be.
I mean, he's still because Jaime always talked down to him. So and he's like, dude, I can literally kill you. Like even when you had your hand, so you're only alive because I like your brother. Your brother and me are better friends than you are. He treated me better than you did. So I think that was the he wanted to show that whole, you know, hey, give me my money. You know me. As long as you pay me, I'm good. It's like I'm giving you this chance because I like you guys, and I don't want people. I don't have to kill as many people.
I would be better off if he would have worded it that way.
Yeah,
rather than really go down there and put on the air. I guess I just didn't. I don't have a problem with what he did or the end result, but I mean, you're dealing with Lannisters. What is the one thing they say about Lannisters?
They always pay their debts.
You can come to a more friendly agreement, and then if they're not going along with you, start shooting at them.
Right. Yeah.
talk it out first.
He's a man that they took away his castle. They took away him at the time, him being a lord somewhere for him to throw him back into battle. He's like, are you serious? I did everything. What else do you want me to do? So he's like, I'm getting tired.
Realistically, if he just, what do you think happens if, because he never truly just came right out and said, hey, your sister sent me to kill you, Jaime. Your sister sent me to kill him. And I was promised if I bring back your dead bodies, I get these things. Does Jaime still go back if he says that out loud?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he does.
I still think he would.
He would.
Unfortunately, but yeah, he would.
I don't know. I don't like how they play that whole thing.
So are we going to talk about how Daenerys died? Did we talk about that?
I guess we can. I don't know.
I don't remember what happened.
wait, Daenerys died? There were episodes after the long night? I don't even remember that.
I mean, it had to happen.
Yeah,
it was what it was.
I will say, I thought even up into the point where Tyrion had that discussion with Jon when he was like in jail or whatever. I was like, Jon, if you don't kill this girl, mm-hmm. You know, I thought up until right until he was there with Daenerys, he still was going to justify her and not kill her. But then all of a sudden it was like,
I think when he was talking with her and then she didn't feel remorse for what she did. That kind of like was the deciding factor.
So, like you said, I think right up until the moment, I think he was still trying to get her a chance to justify where she was coming from, and then he realized, you know what, she's lost it. I got to do this.
Maybe she wouldn't have mentioned Winterfell and her giant speech to everybody.
Right.
Just kill everybody. And we're like, I've given them freedom, and we'll spread this freedom to everywhere.
I mean,
I was fine with it. How do I want to word this? The dragon coming in afterwards. Great sound effects on that dragon, by the way. And it's lament and everything like that. And I get the dragons are smart. I don't get necessarily why it just destroys the throne and leaves. I guess I get that they're smart and the idea is that's what truly killed her, but does the dragon truly understand that?
I don't know, I mean,
saw someone online goes, man, that dragon's just dumb. He looked up, saw a stab wound, and assumed the chair killed her.
Well, because I guess there's a whole thing like, you know, what with Jon Snow being part Targaryen or whatever, that he wouldn't be, you know, affected by the fire, right?
We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
I mean, but, other Targaryens could be burnt.
Yeah, but there's rumors that he could be. Yeah, right. But there's that whole thing because, like, I think there were rumors that there's going to be moments throughout the season that, like, you know, him being able to ride the dragon was one.
Yeah.
Hint. Right. The other thing I think they were kind of like teasing possibly was on the Long Night episode with the ice dragon or whatever, breathing fire.
Oh, yeah.
That he wouldn't be affected by the fire.
Mm.
Maybe.
Right.
They never revealed that.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe in that last episode and last scene, the dragon knew that the fire wasn't going to affect him. So what it does instead is it destroys the throne and takes its anger out on something.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be like in Lionheart, Dragonheart, or something like that. It was like, oh, what are you doing? I'm Sean Connery. I'm just going to set this tree, this throat on fire.
And then he flies off.
He flies off away.
I am the last.
I am the last. But man, did she go crazy? She went crazy.
How sad was it though? The dragon goes and like.
That was the saddest part.
Yeah.
Was
yeah, that was.
And it flies off.
But now I will say I did like, you know, when Daenerys was talking to the crowd and going nuts there, how Tyrion was like, I'm done. Like,
throws that
thing down. That was pretty cool.
What you did was treason. I just tried to save my brother. You killed women and children.
Right. And then even Arya trying to warn Jon, you know, right after that, like, dude, she's going crazy. And he still was kind of like in denial with it.
Once you go Castle Black, you never go back.
I'm going to go back one little thing, too. So let's suppose they do have to have this stupid Jaime Euron fight. and he took all those mortal wounds or whatever.
Right.
Now, would have you all been as hateful of the way Cersei went if he would have made it to her and began to comfort her and then slit her throat and revealed that he had died and that Arya had taken his face?
That's what I said. That's what I wanted that, like, to be what happened. Like, but no, they didn't.
Yeah, I think.
Because really, in a way, we kind of knew that Cersei was going to die, right? And Jaime probably going to die, too. So really, that was, like, the best way for those two to die.
Right.
You know, we don't want that.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I think everybody would have been more happy. You know, they would have if that would have changed how Cersei died. I think people would have been a little more happy and not want to write a petition.
They
didn't
get to have that last embrace before they died. Like they were just so close, but it didn't happen. Maybe the dragon swoops down and grabs her, flies off something.
Jamie falls down and he's bleeding to death, and Cersei's going down, and then all of a sudden you just see this big cloud of fire come and scorch her or something like that.
Or maybe Euron and Jaime fight and die like in front of Cersei or something. Yeah, something to make
something.
It like, a little bit.
Yeah.
Because that whole fight seemed to happen and it didn't seem to matter.
Right.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an excuse for us to see Euron die, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which we all wanted to see that too.
Yeah.
You know.
But he could have just as easily died of dragon fire.
Yeah. Right. And we would have been okay with that.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't do anything in the show to deserve his own special death.
No, you
right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess if we were to summarize the whole season. Missed opportunity.
Well, here's the bad thing is we're sitting here complaining how it was too short, and then we're also crapping on everything they did. Too short, and they made stupid decisions. If it was longer, maybe they would have continued to make stupid decisions.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, you take the major plot points. I don't have a problem with them killing, you know, with Sunday. I don't have a problem with the Long Night, except for the fact that it just seemed like a normal size night. Long Night. I didn't really think I was going to get a single night. I thought it was going to be
drag out.
Yeah.
But I don't have a problem. I love Arya killing the Night King. Thought it was great. What were the other major plot points of the? I don't have a problem with Daenerys going mad. I don't have a problem with Cersei dying. I wanted Jaime to live. I'll be honest. They've done so much to redeem him, or at least die heroically.
Not the way he died. I would have been okay with him dying heroically as well. Just any way than how he did die.
So if he didn't have that speech with Brianna, would he just went anyway and didn't have that speech, would that be considered him dying heroically? I mean,
I would have had a problem with him having a similar speech with Brienne. And as he's riding away, you see that he has tears in his eyes because you know that he's saying hurtful things to get her to not like, you know, because he knows he's just not
like. That'd be more powerful.
That'd be more powerful than, I love her.
I'm evil. I'm bad.
It's the first six I had.
So overall, if you had to rate this last season from A to F.
Oh, we're going to school you later. Oh, let's rate all the seasons.
I didn't come prepared for that.
All right.
Season one, A. Season two, A. Season three.
You know what? You're right. This is not as hard as I thought.
Season five, A minus. Season six, B plus, with a couple episodes that were A.
A's,
Season seven.
That's the Hodor.
Yeah.
I might push that up for me because that Hodor thing was.
I still can't watch it without getting choked up.
Yeah. I still can't watch him and be like, how did no one not know this kid's name of all the time? I'm like, this kid was a grown kid. He was at least a teenager. Nobody knew his name. Your mama didn't say, no, that's not his name. His name is not Hodor.
So that guy that destroyed that kid's mind is now king.
I'm still trying to figure it out. Like your mama didn't say, no, that's not his name.
It's not Hodor. I don't know why.
Why do they keep calling you Hodor?
I do. Someone, by the way, earlier in like season seven or said something about him being Lord of Winterfell, and he's like, I can't be Lord of anything. Well, except the Seven Kingdoms.
I didn't come all this way for nothing, you know.
Season six. Did we say season six?
Season six, I would give it a B+ with some highlights in the A category. Yeah. Season seven. I give it a B.
Because it wasn't that. That's where the writing, I think, kind of started. Heading off course a little bit.
And season eight, to be honest, I'd probably give it a C+.
Oh, wow. I'm more of a B.
Really?
I was like a low B. It's like an A.
I thought I was being nice with my C+.
I don't think it was. I don't think it's a D.
C plus is, you know, slightly above average.
A low B. For the most part.
The bad thing we have is we're comparing this show to itself. It's like comparing The Who now to 1969 Who. It was much better in its prime, but I'm still happy with what I get, I guess.
Yeah. You still have Pete Townsend and Roger Dalton.
I don't really care about The Who. I just threw out a band in general. I'm just going to be honest.
We were helping you along.
You were right there with me. I know.
The next comment was going to be Bob O'Reilly.
But then I realized that I might have to back up what I was saying with some factual statements. And I was just like, Bob O'Reilly, that's the best Who song. Love Rain Over Me
I'm giving it a C-, and that's me being nice because of some of the key things that happen within it that we've already talked about.
Yeah, I'm with Allison on this. We're C minus.
Look at us. We're the positive ones.
Exactly. Because they're like,
a C is not bad.
Because
C's get still passing.
C's get degrees.
still passing. They wanted that last episode to be this monument, but if you like look at all the seasons, like the last season of each episode of each season was basically a snore fest.
Yeah, they do that.
So okay, so let's just speak hypothetically. Let's suppose that you are in head of television programming for HBO, and these guys come to you and say, "We've done it. This is the best season ever. Watch it." And you watch that show, and you're how do you react?
We end it after the long night.
Yeah,
it's on a high note, and then every character rides off into the sunset. The end.
Can I tell you the worst decision in marketing that they made as a retail worker?
Yes, tell us.
We got a shipper in.
All right.
With McFarlane toys, Daenerys figures, Jon Snow figures, Night King figures, Funko Pops of all of those characters with the Iron Throne, and it arrived 2 days before the episode 3. Rather than at the beginning of the season.
Oh.
We weren't allowed to put it out until like right before the third episode.
Really?
And so if you didn't buy it in those days and you were in the first days and you were a fan, you're like, I'm thinking to myself, why do I want a Night King figure? He's already dead.
Right.
There was a $30 Viserion
figure. Weeks before the season even started.
Right, there's no spoilers in there.
Yeah. If it was spoilery, then I can understand. But no.
And that right there is a perfect, like, that's the microcosm versus the macrocosm there. Mm-hmm. The little bit of just, hey, that was a dumb decision.
Yeah.
Right. Which you can then extrapolate to the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So all starts with pop figures.
Always. The McFarlane things were cool. And
that sounds pretty sweet, actually.
I would have bought the Night King figure if the episode hadn't happened that way. Yeah. If it would have even been, like, 2 episodes.
Do they have an Arya figure?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I mean, they might have a Sansa, but it wasn't part of our thing.
So in your guys's, you know, search on the internet and stuff while all this was going on, did you find anything on the internet where there were people who I'm talking about the second to the Bells episode?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone like justifying Daenerys' actions, like, oh, well, she had to do it? Because I ran into that on the internet.
No, not
I
so.
Saw some people. I saw some people who were, I think, in their mind trying to justify.
Yeah.
I don't think, like I said, I don't think it was a bad decision that they made. They just didn't build it properly.
Right.
You can go back and watch and see how violence was her first choice for everything, but she was always talked out of it.
Yeah,
but
right,
I mean,
I don't think it came as a surprise really to anybody, because I think there was rumor, you know, people were kind of saying, oh, she's going to be the big bad.
I remember seeing a video, like third season where someone had just recut everything, from the episodes to make it look like she was the villain.
Mm-hmm.
The same way that you can cut Joffrey to make it look like he's an awesome king.
Right. So, I mean, yeah, but it just wasn't executed quite right. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't seem like the events that transpired, it didn't feel like those were things that should make her
go
crazy.
Crazy. Yeah. Except for Jon Snow not wanting her anymore.
Right now, we're at a pop culture tie this year. Avengers went out on a high note. The Marvel Cinematic Universe to this point went out on a high note. Game of Thrones went out on a low note. We still have the ending of the Star Wars saga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any predictions on that?
And the Big Bang Theory was in the middle.
Oh, that's true. That ended a couple weeks ago.
It was in the middle.
I, you love it. I don't. So I can't comment.
I know.
Yeah. I'm with Chris on.
I know. you guys have a flashback of your high school.
No, you want to see the most painful thing ever online? Someone has pieced together Big Bang Theory without a laugh track. And it just becomes really awkward, especially any scene with Howard. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Any scene with him in it just seems really...
He is creepy.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, the end of the Star Wars saga too. That I don't know how I feel about
I don't want Rey to be a Skywalker.
I want her to be a Kenobi. I've always wanted to be.
Yeah,
I'd like her to be a Kenobi.
I agree.
Or just not anyone.
I don't think she's.
I don't want her to not be anyone.
I kind of do.
But see though. I don't think it doesn't need to be part of the saga. You know what I mean?
I want her to be someone. I'm going to tell you why. I want them to be able to say that what he said to you was true from a certain point of view.
Right. Okay. And that would be them saying that. That would be. I accept that.
You know, what's he actually seeing? Is he seeing the truth or is he seeing what she believes to be the truth? I want to know. There's a lot in there. I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know how Palpatine plays into this.
Yeah.
All related to Game of Thrones.
Yes. All related. It's the game of the Space Thrones.
Space Thrones. Watch out.
Space. That just made me think of Flash Gordon.
Seriously? Not Spaceballs?
No. Went straight to Flash Gordon.
Wow.
Yeah.
That literally is exactly Spaceballs, how Spaceballs sounds. Spaceballs! Watch out!
Yeah.
I will support Rick on one thing here. I've heard the Flash Gordon song a lot more than I've heard the Spaceballs song.
I listened to it relatively recently, actually, because I watched the Bohemian Rhapsody movie.
But I'll be honest, I didn't go to either place. I just enjoyed the song for what it was.
Okay, there you go. All right. There you go.
Fair enough.
Well, that could kind of conclude it. We'd like to thank Allison, the lady of the House Stevens, for sharing in our discussion here.
Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure.
And so that concludes our podcast. Check us out on our website, allofmyissues.com. Also, check out our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. And we're on the Twitter.
On the Twitters,
And the Facebook and also other social media sites and other pod places where you can listen to podcasts.
And also the upcoming Youngstown Comic Con. We're going to see us there.
We will be there, yes.
Yeah. Probably doing some trivia.
You're right. That's going to be there. Who's going to be some of the special guests we got going to be there?
Oh, we got Jason Muse.
Yeah.
We got the comic book men.
That's Ming right. Chen, Mike Zabzik, and Brian Johnson.
Right.
We've got Jim Steranko.
Yes.
We've got, I always say his name wrong in my head. Is it Graham Nolan?
I think that's right.
Yes.
Creator of Bane.
Yeah.
And we've got Daryl Banks.
And Daryl Banks.
Our buddy Daryl Banks is coming back.
So check us out there.
Yep. If you want some details, I think it's YoungstownComicCon.com. That's right. And it's also on Facebook. Yeah. Look it up on Facebook also, Youngstown Comic Con.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.
Bye.